Hey everybody, I'm George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel, or welcome for the very first time. Make sure you comment as you're going along and subscribe on Patreon too. This is about Reform UK's policy, which Nigel Farage, their leader, announced the other day. And he said that Reform UK government would end indefinite leave to remain. So what is indefinite leave to remain? It's a status that people can achieve after 5 years of legal residency in the United Kingdom, minimum 5 years, whereby he or she is allowed to stay in the United Kingdom forever. That's why it's indefinite. It's not time limited. Moreover, leave in the old fashioned sense of permission to stay in the UK if they're working, if they're unemployed, when they retire, to the day they die. Unless they commit a very serious crime, they can reside in the United Kingdom. We have something similar in the Republic of Ireland, but we use different terminology. So Reform UK is just fixated with immigration, pathologizes immigration as though immigration is almost always a terrible thing, which it isn't, which is ludicrous. Because you look at trajectories of the UK's population, project where it will be in 50 years' time with immigration of, say, 200,000 net per annum, with zero immigration, and the two very different figures. And okay, with some net immigration, reasonable immigration, it will grow a bit, that's fine. But without it, it'll collapse because there's such a low fertility rate and so on. So I know that excessive immigration is a bad thing, and I've called for it to be curtailed. And the United Kingdom is getting legal immigration to about the right level. So be net around 200,000 per annum if you exclude students. And most people don't count students in immigration figures, and 9 out of 10 students, they finish their course and they leave the country, and that's fine. They brought some money in, and they might have worked part time in a shop or a pub whilst they're here, and no harm done there. But so Reform UK has got this unhealthy obsession with immigration, as though it's always dreadful and must be stopped at almost any cost. Even they say net zero, non-essential immigration. Even they tacitly acknowledge some immigration is absolutely essential. Ponder where the United Kingdom would be without immigration. If all the immigrants left immediately, some of you naturalized subsequently, some who haven't, you could say goodbye to healthcare, right? That would be 25% of doctors quite easily, even more, a higher percentage of nurses, a lot of construction workers, electricians, plumbers, bus drivers, train drivers, a lot of people in key services, even sort of teachers, particularly in schools in major conurbations like London, Birmingham and Glasgow. So it would be cataclysmic if that were to happen. So immigration doesn't have to be a terrible thing, can be a good thing. Immigrants are humans too. And yeah, even Reform UK doesn't say they stopped all immigration and so forth. And this really is preposterous. So indefinite leave to remain, and say, like, I know a woman who's got it, who's been in the United Kingdom since she was a child, doesn't want to lose a citizenship of another country, is married, and so her husband was British, born British, her children are British citizens from birth, she's not, and so he would end indefinitely to remain, and so people have to apply every 5 years, and they could lose that status, to the right to stay on, and they could be kicked out, and she could be gone, and then so her husband and children left without her. Unless, of course, they're willing to immigrate to her country, which might not be easy to get in. They may not be getting in. That'd be breaking up families. So much for family values. So it would be a bad policy. And you think of the uncertainty that these people would face, stressing people out. So no, it's going too much. So indefinite leave to remain is not easy to obtain. They have to prove that they've been working for almost the whole 5 years. They've been paying their taxes. They've been obeying the law. And okay, there's some very minor brushes of the law. They've been allowed to stay. And I think that's right. And so forth. And often they don't get it after 5 years, having to apply for six years and 7 years and paying these big fees. And it's a huge administrative hassle. So I would probably make it more expensive, but I wouldn't make it more bureaucratic or make it less. Likewise, citizenship, he wants to extend the time period because you have to get indefinite leave plus one more year. So minimum 6 years legal residency in the UK to get it. And being resident for the purpose of study does not count as normally resident. Doesn't count towards that 6 years total. I wouldn't extend the 6 years. I wouldn't even mind reducing it. I would make it a lot more expensive. Not a bit over £1,000. I'd make it over £10,000. Send a signal this is precious. Moreover, it defrays the cost and it just subsidizes the taxpayer. You can get citizenship, but you have to pay a lot. Because it's not necessary. So, and then the problems that people would have, someone with the IDL or someone who doesn't even have IDL, whatever, applying for a job. But the company say, he, she might be deported, so it's too risky to hire the person. We're not going to hire the person. So it makes it worse. There's just no need to do this. But it's appealing to people who are dangerously obsessed with immigration, think it's terrible. So any indefinite leave to remain does give people the right to benefits. They say it would claim it would save over £234 billion over several decades, which might be true. But think of the cost of not having people working in key sectors. And all right, some of them are not in key sectors. So the government's already considering tightening migrants' access to benefits, which I think is the right thing to do. And I wouldn't stop taking away their access to the National Health Service. And so on. So Nigel Farage says the United Kingdom is not there to give welfare to people from the whole world. Well, that's true, and it doesn't anyway. So this is going too far. It reminds me why I don't support Reform United Kingdom. And when I started talking about them, I was about to say UKIP, because remember, it used to be the United Kingdom Independence Party. Farage, a man of many parties, member of the Conservative Unionist Party back in the 80s. And helped set up that whatever anti-federalist league in 1992 against the Treaty of Maastricht, which renamed itself the UK Independence Party. Then he and most of his acolytes decamped to Brexit Party, which has then rebaptized itself Reform UK. Wow, he's a and no doubt he'll change his spots again. Indefinite leave to remain. The government might even put that up to 10 years to get it. I mean, I wonder that, but that might be too much. So there was this Boris wave, the 3.8 million people who entered after Boris Johnson loosened the rules. Remember, he was only Prime Minister 2019 to 2022, and about half this time was coronavirus. So very few people were allowed in and out at that time. After he left office, a huge number of people came in suddenly. So he's an absolute cataclysm, and he's got no future in the Conservative Party, although there are a few mad Johnsonites still in the Conservative and Unionist Party. And there was rumours, would he try and join Reform UK? Well, no, because what was I going to say? He was so terrible allowing mass immigration, Reform UK wouldn't take him, and he's such a pathological liar. Plus, Farage doesn't want to be overshadowed. Neil Hamilton, who was his confrère in UKIP for a while, subsequent leader of UKIP, Neil Hamilton said the trouble with Farage, he has to be the bride at every wedding and the corpse at every funeral. So he's a bit of a megalomaniac. No wonder he sees a kindred spirit in Trump. This policy is going too far. Stress the unworkability of it. Having to deport hundreds of thousands of people, mainly millions of people, these very stressful, expensive bureaucratic processes to see whether you're going to allow people another 5-year visa or not. I mean, somehow they were able to get citizenship. But wow, they're just so well overly het up about this one. Immigration can be a good thing anyway. So the what was going to say, the Oxford Observatory for Migration gave some data on how many people are coming in recently to the United Kingdom. So about 430,000 were granted that, granted indefinite leave to remain by the end of 2024. And some of these benefits are not huge, be like child benefit or something like that. So Farage says, oh, we have endless cheap foreign labor. Okay, we need cheap labor to keep the economy competitive. But the other problem is also benefits for British citizens, whether naturalized or not, is incentivizing people to not to work. You pay them not to work, they won't work. And I was reading about hundreds of thousands of young men who have been signed off, are incapable of working for life without any need to ever find a job. And so they're just slobbing around, probably bad for their mental health, maybe working the black economy too. So that's another problem. And so we've got to try and tackle both of these. So let's please keep indefinite leave to remain. So thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then on PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.